The San Francisco civil grand jury says new coastal adaptation science has emerged to show that as the sea level rises, shallow groundwater near the shore rises with it. That could have a major impact at the former Hunters Point Naval Shipyard, where the U.S. Navy has been working for decades to clean up radioactive and other toxic contamination. Contaminants the Navy plans to keep buried in the ground and capped with cement might float to the surface. Jeff Weitzel is a grand jury member who briefed a San Francisco Supervisors Committee hearing on the report.
Our first finding highlights the risks posed by shallow groundwater rise with sea level rise at the Hunters Point Naval Shipyard Superfund site. The report explores these risks in quite a bit of detail, but they boil down to this. Rising groundwater can destroy infrastructure and bring buried poisons into contact with human beings. The city will be contending with groundwater rise in the shipyard for the next century and beyond, long after the Navy is gone. This is the moment when we are most empowered to make the shipyard safer and more resilient for decades to come. The time to invest in groundwater rise forecasts is today.
The mayor's office disagreed with the recommendation of the grand jury that it commission a third-party study on the impact of groundwater rise on the contaminants buried at the Hunters Point Naval Shipyard and create a permanent oversight committee. The Navy is responsible for cleaning up the site before turning it over to San Francisco for development, including homes, office towers, parks, a school, and millions of feet of commercial space. The Navy refused to send a representative to the supervisors' hearing. Board of Supervisors President Shimon Walton, who represents the shipyard neighborhood, said there's no trust between the community and the Navy and that nothing less than 100% cleanup is acceptable.
I do want to reiterate that the most important goal is for us to have 100% cleaned up shipyard before the transfer of any land to the city. And that the Navy takes care of its responsibility.
Bradley Angel is Executive Director of Green Action for Health and Environmental Justice, which has sounded the alarm for decades about the cleanup at the Naval Shipyard, which is a Superfund site. He welcomed Supervisor Walton's call for 100% cleanup and warned the Navy intends to leave behind significant amounts of radioactive and toxic waste buried at the shoreline.
Their plan is to not only leave this high-level stuff, but is to cap it. It is a ticking time bomb. It does not take a rocket scientist to look at the government's own sea level rise projections and academia's groundwater projections that are increasingly being looked at to know that will result in a flood.
Naval Shipyard neighbors testified they have long suffered the health effects of the ongoing contamination of the site, and some pointed the finger at San Francisco officials.
We don't feel that the Department of Public Health has actually been guarding our health. Matter of fact, we know that everybody has dropped the ball as far as guarding our health, and the test samples that are coming back are astronomical.
Well, we want y'all to make sure it's 100% clean and just don't cover it up and cap it up. So we try to make sure everybody out there stay healthy.
We just recently buried a two-year-old from Hunters Point, our little cousin, full cancer, a rare form of cancer. If you think that I was not livid, I was totally angry. The family was, the Holmes family was. And it compelled me to get out here to let you know this is serious.
The Supervisors Committee will continue its hearing on the grand jury report on the Hunters Point Naval Shipyard cleanup in 2 weeks. I'm Eileen Alfandari, KPFA Pacifica Radio.